There were a number of big reveals at the Victory Day Parade, and the one that you were most excited about is this one, the DF-61. Why?
Yes, this is certainly the cherry on the cake, Arnold, because it did not appear in satellite images during the rehearsals. It was not on social media images. It's a canisterized weapon, and based on the size of the canister, you know, I expect it to have a longer range than the DF-41, which it replaces. Already, the DF-41 is a missile that can comfortably reach the United States, you know, but given the range, and given the estimated range of this weapon, you look at the size of the canister, the launch cap, and the gas generator that's associated with the vehicle. My estimate is that this is a weapon that is able to attain a range of about 18,000 kilometers, and this puts it well within range, comfortable range of the continental United States. We're looking at the JL-3 right here. So this particular weapon has been rumored to exist for several years now. You know, it has been appearing in U.S. congressional report from the Department of Defense. The reason why this weapon has generated so much interest is not because of the range. I mean, it has a range of more than 10,000 kilometers. That is significant. But because it is launched from a submarine, which is the Chinese Jin-class submarine, and that makes the deployment of the weapon very hard to predict. You know, calculating the interception point of a missile requires the point of origin, and the fact that it is can be launched anywhere in the water makes it a very fearsome weapon.
We also saw pictures of a number of drones, unmanned aerial vehicles. Can you tell us what that suggests in terms of what the PLA intends to do with them?
Yeah, I think I see a lot of laser weapons and unmanned systems incorporated onto platforms that previously did not feature unmanned systems. So what this tells me is that China has perhaps gathered a lot of lessons from the ongoing war in Ukraine, where, you know, we are seeing an extensive deployment of unmanned systems, commercially off-the-shelf unmanned systems that are cheaply available. I think that's concerning for China. They know that this is one of the ways in which modern warfare has evolved as we speak. So I think China has opted to show a lot more a variety of unmanned systems when compared to previous parades.